You know, you have some days where nothing goes on ever. And then you think life is really simple. It's easygoing. There's no excitement going on until you get a phone call from your 20-year-old son who has broke down somewhere out in the country on his motorcycle. And weather that is could fry an egg on the concrete. With no shade, he's in his school uniform, which is a black shirt, black pants, black boots, and I don't even know what the heat index is, but it is ungodly miserable. You walk outside your air conditioning home, and you get hit by a brick wall, basically. And my concern is that, you know, my son is stuck out there in you know, the blazing open sun. So I did call the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office and let them know that he was out there in, to me, extreme weather. And hopefully I, who am sitting here on pins and needles, will be put at ease when they get to him and he's okay and... His dad's on the way with the truck. Oh, it's 90 degrees out in the sun. And I don't see the heat index anywhere. I was just really, really curious. But yeah, it is. And it's only going to get down to 72 degrees tonight. But it is 90 degrees out. And tomorrow, I know this week is supposed to be in the 90s and the heat index up to 100 or more. So yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, you can get sick, you know, heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and he'd already been riding for a while. But he thinks it ran out of gas. His father seems to think that it's probably something more than that. Let's just hope for the best. And then I'm thinking, I don't want to jinx it by saying that my son is unable to survive out there, because I'm thinking, what happens when he moves to Texas or moves to Minnesota? Or a place where he has no family. What then? I don't know. And that's one of the reasons why I never moved too far away. Because I was always scared to death of what if something happened. And I know it's probably no big deal. People, you know, that have grown children and flown their nest have no worries, you know, that their child survived and... You know, it's, you just go about your business. With my older son, I never really gave it much thought. You know, it's really bad. But with my baby, that's something totally different. I think because he still lives here, and I think the fact that there wasn't a major issue when he moved out, same with my daughter, there wasn't a major issue where the pride says, I don't care if I live, you know, in a box in the street. I'm not going back to my mother's, kind of thing. You know, which my two older kids, they were like, no, we're not going back. I don't care what we have to do, but we're not going back. I had the same thing. You know, you just get tough. But I really have doubts about my man-child, especially times like this. And then my beloved's like, try and reassures me and says, you know, he'll be all right. Or he'll learn really quick. Like being tossed into the deep end of a swimming pool. Either you swim or you're going to drown. Which is a horrible thing. And then, to change the subject, I was at a Goodwill store today, killing some time. And the mom was talking to the kid. He comes up with a t-shirt that he wants, and she's like, oh my gosh, that looks too big. And he puts it up against himself, and I'm thinking, I don't think it's too big. And then she's calling for the daughter, come here. And you didn't listen, so now you go in the cart, and she's like, I don't want to be in the cart. I'm too big for the cart. Why do you have to have a cart? And I'm thinking, and then my first thought when she was telling the boy his shirt was too big, I was thinking, this is how parents stifle their children. And he wants to be who he is. And if he wants to wear a shirt that's too big or something that she wouldn't wear, but yet she's like, oh, it's too big. And I just thought, yeah, that's how you kill the child, the spirit. And I'm thinking, if I would have listened to how I acted back then, I probably would have handled situations a lot differently. And she's like, and she's telling her son, you have more clothes in your closet than the rest of us. And she's looking for shirts. And she's like, you never wear the clothes. And I was like, wow, that's intense. You know, and then you don't want to talk to them like you're their friend either, because that's not good. Parenting sucks, I think. I really do. God has a sense of humor by giving us children. Yep. Laterness, people.